I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. As costs for college continue to rise, so is student debt. Students graduated this year with an average of over $37,000 in debt. So more students are looking for different ways to help pay for school. And as I report, there are lots of opportunities out there. They just take a little extra work to find. Did you know you could get a college scholarship for being tall? Or if you can make an amazing peanut butter sandwich? There's even a $10,000 prize for a high school couple that makes a pair of unforgettable prom outfits with duct tape.
I think particularly for scholarship programs that are less well known, they exist and they're just, you know, waiting for somebody to apply.
That's Terry Taylor, an advisor with Education Council, a DC-based consulting firm.
So I think going out of your way to look for some of those hidden jewels, particularly if you feel like you may be less competitive for some of the scholarships that maybe are better known.
Most scholarships go unclaimed because the criteria are too strict. Taylor says that's because some scholarships were set up decades ago. And these are often smaller awards, like $2,000 or less. But it's easier to get the smaller scholarships because fewer people apply, says David Levy from Advisors, a group that helps students and parents figure out college costs.
One of the things we always encourage students to do is to make sure that they apply for as many scholarships as possible, but only apply for those for which they're eligible.
He suggests that students start looking for scholarships before their senior year and pay close attention to the eligibility criteria before applying and triple check the application before submitting. There's also need-based financial aid called the Pell Grant. This is federal money that doesn't have to be repaid. Connecticut students missed out on over $20 million in federal aid money in 2014. That's because either students didn't apply for financial aid or they messed up during the application process. Studies show that scholarship winners are more likely to graduate, and students who graduate college without debt are more likely to go to graduate school. David DeRoche, WNPR News.